As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Lots to get to over the next 3 hours. Brandon Adams is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour, as he always does, to talk some college football, some Georgia football, plenty of NFL in the noon hour, and a lot to get to here in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It is a wonderful, beautiful Tuesday. It's looking like someone got his act right, his act together. We're going to have some days in a row of sun and everything. Slow night in sports as far as, you know, the Braves were off last night. No NBA games.
Yeah, it was fun to have some time to
really
watch.
It was, wasn't it?
Some softball and some baseball, some college softball and some college baseball. Pretty fun.
I mean, it was on, and I was listening to the Texas Tech game.
Oh, what were you going to say was fun?
I said just being able to just sit and not have to look at sports.
Yeah, that was great.
That was an outstanding night. But just watching, and I sent y'all the tweet because they were talking about the young lady from Texas Tech, like, pitches every time.
Every game. Yeah.
All the pitches. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no limit or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Like, this girl arm might fall off.
No, when you throw like that,
she's
okay.
And she's a badass,
you throw
too.
Like that, you have to get Tommy John. But
yeah, she's a badass. Speaking of Tommy John, it looks like A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to have to go. He's meeting with a specialist or something out in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, he's meeting with the doctor that decides whether it's Tommy John or it's the thing that Strider got.
Yeah, and I was curious because I saw that. I was like, oh, does he have a choice or is it the doctor's choice?
I think it's the doctor. Okay. They kind of say what they recommend.
Or give you the options or whatever. But
the brace surgery is a little bit of a shorter timeline.
Right.
Tommy John's 12 to 13 months.
Right. So obviously they're going to give him his whatever. And then, you know, they don't have a game, talking about the Braves, but yet there's news.
Fired on your day off.
Yeah, fired on your damn day off.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, that's brutal, because then you got to go back to the minor league as an infield coordinator.
Yeah, that's That's a tough demotion, man.
Yeah.
Like, because, and I don't know what they kind of envisioned for Matt Tuiasosopo. I don't know the internal, like, front office thinking on what his future is before what happened yesterday. But there's a guy with a pretty important job in the Braves organization right now that had a pretty similar path.
Right.
When you talk about being the AAA manager and then being the third base coach.
Yep.
That's what Snit did.
Yep.
Before Snit was the manager of the Braves. And I understand he took over as interim for the guy who's now taking back over as the third base coach.
Yes.
He's all very incestuous and very Braves. But, like, yeah, I don't know if there was, like, a couple of years ago this thought that Matt Tuiasosopo was like an up and comer in the organization.
Right.
The reaction to it has been really interesting to me, because I think we all agree that he has done a bad job this year, right? Like, we talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
Like, Matt Tuiasosopo, and it's, you got to be pretty bad as a third base coach for everybody to be like, yeah, that guy's not doing good.
Right,
you know, like
that
we never talk about first base, third base, anything like that. Like, you got to be, like, very clearly making mistakes repeatedly in order for enough people to have that be even a conversation. Like, third base coach is very rarely a conversation with a baseball team.
Right.
And he was. I mean, he made a lot of mistakes this year. And there was some times last year, too, where it was kind of like, I don't know. And it wasn't quite as bad as this. But so it's the right thing to do, and yet the outrage seems to burn nonetheless. Like
outrage as far as?
I guess maybe they just – folks want more. Like
want people fired?
Yeah. Firing the third base coach is fine, and we agree that he had done a bad job.
Right.
I don't think there's anybody that says, okay, good, now things are fixed.
No.
Right?
No.
Like,
no.
It feels like one of those.
It ultimately comes down to the performance
of
the player.
One of those steps that teams take when they're struggling.
Oh, yeah. That's like you're firing the assistant quarterback coach during the season or something like that. That's what this was. I mean, and granted, it was not going well over there.
Yeah, he did a bad job.
Yeah, but it still boils down to the performance on the field. And, you know, them bringing back Freddie, I was really surprised by that.
Not the Freddie I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, okay. We got to let it. I got to let that one go. Let that one.
Before picking Freddie.
Yeah, let that one go. Yeah, but obviously he's a veteran at this thing, and him and Schnitt have a great rapport, because I don't know where I would ever come back to work and they fired my ass.
Yeah, and work for the guy that they replaced you with.
Yeah, that's the thing that'll happen.
I do wonder, like, is that like a compliment to the Braves culture that people will do that?
I guess.
Is it?
I guess.
Or is it like they only know like seven people?
I mean, we understand this.
Because they keep bringing back the same players.
We know this. The Alex Anthopoulos, his Rolodex is not deep.
I guess not.
It's not thick.
I guess not.
Exactly. His player Rolodex is not that deep, because they continuously are bringing back guys and hoping that because you brought them back because obviously you know them, you're comfortable, but you have that nostalgia for a lot of them because they did good things when they were here. And the recent history of that right there has not been the case.
Yeah, I also think the parallel is kind of there, though, with this, too. Like, you brought those guys back because you brought Eddie Rosario back earlier this year for, like, 3 weeks because you needed a 26th guy and you knew he was available.
Right.
And you knew he fit in the clubhouse and he was going to play four times.
Right.
And he did. And then you moved on. It's not like you brought him back to be the leadoff hitter and you were counting on him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Same thing with Freddie Gonzalez. Like, you're bringing him back because you know him. He's been in the organization. He's got good relationships with people. And ultimately, you're asking him to be the third base coach.
Yes.
It's not like you're asking
him
to
help with infield.
Sure. But you're not asking him to take over as manager and change the culture and change the direction or vision or anything like that. Like, and that's why, you know, it's the right move, because the guy that was doing it wasn't doing a good enough job. Like, that is what it is. It's a results business.
Exactly.
And the results were bad in terms of what the third base coach was being asked to do. But the idea that it's going to make a ton of difference, and I don't know that anybody said that it will.
Right.
It to me, I mean, clearly is not that.
Yeah.
Like it's the same thing as bringing back Eddie Rosario.
Yeah, but I mean,
somebody's got to do it.
You're looking at one of those things.
Although they do say he's a great third base coach.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, because when I saw all the thing, I always assumed that Schnitt has control over the lineup and things like that, and his coaching staff. And then when Alex said, this is the first time I fired a manager or a coach or whatever during the season, I was looking at it back like, well, oh, you fired him. So was it one of those things where, and there's so many different stories of them meeting somewhere, Freddie and Schnitt and Alex and input and all this other stuff, whose ultimate decision is it to let go of coaches? Because I always thought, because you go back to when the hitting coach was fired, did Schnitt do that or did Alex do that?
Probably Alex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're in a situation where he's got to – figure out, you know, because Schnitt's not getting fired during the season. That's just I just don't see that happening. I don't think Freddie was brought in to as a possible replacement for him, and things don't go.
Boy,
right
would
during
that be
season.
Weird? Because
yes.
Schnitt replaced Freddie
exactly.
like 10 years ago.
So yeah, so I don't see that as one of these things like that. But
I don't either in the last year of a contract either.
Yes,
like you're really going to fire a guy who's 50 years into an organization
with rumors already
3 months left.
With rumors already circulating that this is a possible last year for him anyway.
Yeah. Now again, like I don't know that you can. I don't know if you can operate like that either, if that's the right thing to do. Just be like, well, he has spent all this time here. We're not very good. We do think having a different guy would be an upgrade, but we owe it to him to let him ride it out. Like,
right.
I don't know that that's the right way. In fact, I think it's not the right way.
Yeah,
if they're thinking of, if they wanted to move, if it was a different situation and it was a different guy and they were like, we just don't think he's doing a good job.
Right.
We think the team would be better with an injection of life from a different manager. Then the track record and stuff and feelings and all that shouldn't matter.
Like, I agree with that. I agree with you.
But
saying.
If it is, that's not good.
I agree with you saying for that premise, but for some reason this case seems different because of everything you laid out before you said you shouldn't weigh that into it. But I think, you know, it's a big deal. But the bigger deal was what I heard about Marcell Ozuna.
I think that's a bigger deal.
You're talking about a hip injury that he's playing through, and then we'll reevaluate him after the season or something like that. I mean, he is a DH and everything like that, but that's, you know, they talked about, you know, when you talk about subbing him out for pinch runners and things like that, that has a big part of it like that. And now it's like, does it get worse?
Well, and it was weird, too, the way that it kind of came out. Like, I read the article that Dave O'Brien wrote, I think it was Sunday, where Ozuna just told him, like, flat out. Yeah. Like, he told him, he's like, yeah, I'm dealing with a hip tear.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me? Excuse me?
What?
You got a tear in your hip? Okay, well, maybe that explains some of the power drought that has happened during the season. Because he's not been the same Ozuna that he has been the last couple of years.
Right.
He's been good, and he's still pretty much better than most of the guys in the lineup. But, he, you know, there's been a little bit less consistency so far this year than there has been the last couple of years. And then it's like, yeah, it's just something I'm going to have to manage and all of that. It's like, okay. Like,
he's not known for his speed.
Yeah, but like you need a hip to swing hard.
To swing it. That's what I'm saying. Like, how much?
Think about what you see him do in the batter's box when he's trying to get his timing right. It's always that, right?
Yeah.
He's doing that little hip jerk thing.
He ain't doing it now.
No, because he can't.
Yeah.
Like, so you got a designated hitter whose hips hurt.
Yep.
Okay. Like, I don't know. It seems to me like an issue. Seems like a problem.
It seems like it would be an issue, and you go back to, do you give him time off now? Because that was the biggest thing when we were talking about the young catcher and everything, trying to get him some more bats outside of having him play catcher. It's like, well, he can replace Marcell Ozuna as a DH sometimes like that. Now it seems like it's something that you may want to consider more because of the fact is that you're having to manage a hip injury for a guy who is a power hit and uses – all that torque
that's what it is,
and everything like that to do what he does. And so, I mean, I'm sure that's on the table right now. I'm assuming that the hip tear was way before he told Dave O'Brien.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's probably something he was dealing with and maybe just came out flat out and said it.
Sure, but it's just, I don't know. It's one of those ones where it's like, it's almost like the Kyle Pitts thing a little bit, too. It's like, wait a minute, huh? It's a what? I mean, you don't have to tell us anything, obviously, and it's like this baseball's not the NFL. You don't have to put out an injury report, and if he's playing through it, whatever. But then just to kind of casually on a Sunday afternoon after the game be like, yeah, and I got this torn hip.
Just like we just,
huh?
We just sitting there just talking. Just
you got what?
We sitting there rapping and everything like that. Yeah, yeah. You know,
excuse me.
You know, my hip is torn, Dave. Right? You know that?
Oh,
yeah.
All right. And then obviously, Anthopoulos addressed it yesterday, and they're all trying to downplay it. But like,
damn it, Marcell.
Okay. Torn hip.
That's one of them things where, as a coach or a front office guy, you'd be like, damn, this.
Yeah, we were hoping he wasn't
going to say anything.
You like Kirk Cousins about it.
Yeah.
Fake it. Except Kirk Cousins always tells everybody everything, too, except for when it happened in the season last season.
Yeah, I mean, usually he's an old cackling-ass dude, but then when you need to cackle, you're back. You know, but, yeah, I think that's a big deal right there.
It is a big deal.
But, yeah.
It's a really big deal.
But hopefully, you know, having Freddie back on, it brings something as far as, I mean, because he has a wealth of knowledge. Not saying that Tui didn't. But this dude has been around the ball a long, long time, man. And maybe he sees something that can help. I know they're counting on it. Like, you're not just bringing them there just to wave people home. You're trying to get some more input and maybe help and figure out what's going on with these dudes also.
Yeah,
all the other guys.
I think so. And look, at the very least, everybody raves about his ability as a third base coach.
Mm.
And obviously, Tui was not doing a good job.
Right.
They play every game's a one-run game.
Yep.
Freddie Gonzalez is able to account for three or four more runs a month that help win those one-run games. You were one game under 500 in May. Maybe you're two or three games over 500 if you're
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little bit more careful at third base. Right. So maybe it, you know, all the little things add up. I don't think this thing on its own is the elixir for what's going on with the Braves.
Well, players got
they got a hit.
the players got
guys aren't hitting, and we found out one of the best hitters is a torn hip. I don't think that's going to help him hit better. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the what's trending here to kick off the show on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.